I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
I always love to come on.
Let's start with the Alberta Institute of Wildlife Conservation. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you do there.
So we are a wildlife rehabilitation center operating out of Madden, Alberta, and we serve a large portion of Alberta, as well as not just the southern portion, but occasionally we get animals coming into us from further up north, past Edmonton, and all the way down to Lethbridge. So we are serving a large amount of the province to ensure that wildlife that's in need gets the care that they require to get back to the wild.
You're doing great work. So thank you, first off.
Of course. Thank you.
Let's talk about the geese. They're making their way back from, where are they coming from anyway?
So it really depends on the flock.
Oh, okay.
Some flocks actually stay in Alberta all year round, particularly ones that live in the cities. You can see Canada geese right on the rivers in Calgary and Edmonton, Lethbridge, pretty much anywhere where it stays relatively warm and has farmers' fields nearby, because they actually will kind of leave the city to go and feed on farmers' fields and then come back to the city where the water is relatively warm and staying open. So some geese here all year round. Other geese coming from much further south. Some are staying kind of in the continental United States. Others, it's right around the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, obviously, they're making their way back. You can hear them every once in a while, and you can see them, that's for sure. And they're looking to, obviously, lay their eggs and raise a family. My wife works in a seniors community, and for the past couple of years, they've had a family, same family, I'm pretty sure, that show up and just make a nest right there in the fountain in their little courtyard. And obviously, not what we want to see happening. Is there a way we can prevent this?
So, yeah, there are a few things we can do. It is really important to be proactive. We're talking right now, early March is kind of the perfect time to start thinking about this, because they start nesting earlier than you expect, especially if we're having like seasonally kind of warmer weather, which is pretty consistent now. We're getting these warmer springs.
We're sort of there and right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. And so the geese are going to start choosing their nests earlier and earlier. And so it's important to block off those areas that you think might be a good nesting site. Now, geese, they love a nesting site that's nice and high away from predators, but has a good view of water. That's kind of typically what they like. They don't want to be too close to the water, because they don't want to have a gosling fall into the water before they're ready.
Right,
But they like to be nice and high. And so ledges like rooftops, balconies, things like that, those are often their favorite spots to build those nests. I often say we kind of invited them in a little bit, because we built the perfect nesting sites for them with rooftops and balconies.
Didn't we ever? We actually have some that have shown up a couple of years in a row on the station right above me.
Well, there you go. Yeah, like we really invited them in, and it doesn't help. We also we built lawns for them, and geese love a lawn. No other grazing animal loves a perfectly manicured, nice green lawn quite like a goose.
Ain't
and so we really invited them in. And so what we can do in order to block them off is to use things like reflective tape, netting, as long as it's quite a large net. You don't want to use small kind of stringy nets, just because you don't want other animals to get caught in them, particularly songbirds. Another one that could get caught in them are bats, because bats are migrating this time of year too. So you want to use those kind of larger nets that have larger spaces that a goose can't get through, but a smaller animal could. And then, of course, sometimes it's as simple as just rearranging your furniture on your balcony that makes it really like unappealing. So you block off any large spaces that a goose could get into, and any kind of secluded areas that the goose might try to build a nest, because they also want to be a little bit hidden. And so it's really about blocking those entrances to make sure that the geese can't get in.
Gotcha.
It's also important to remember that not only is it illegal to move geese or their eggs once they've started nesting, it's also really dangerous.
Yeah, they get feisty.
So
you get that.
Yes.
We've all been at.
Yes, it's the cobra chicken effect.
Exactly, yeah.
And not only is it dangerous because a goose can be will defend their nest quite aggressively, but on top of that, especially on rooftops, it's dangerous for people to try and move them as
sure.
well. So, and not only that, it's dangerous for the geese. They are stressed, they're panicking, and so we really, really try to make sure that people are getting ahead of this and that being proactive is the best medicine in this case.
Are there any helpful tips or anything on your website? Or
We actually have a PSA available on AIWC.ca.
Oh, fantastic.
In kind of our resources section. We have a little PSA that has, it's a poster you can even print off if you'd like, so that people know what to do when you encounter a goose nesting situation.
Love it. Thank you so much. Scotty Porter from the Alberta Institute of Wildlife Conservation. We're talking, I don't know if that sounded like a geese, but or a goose, but we'll say it did. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.